Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
To the sky.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
Yes, you do have to be optimistic and look towards the Most High, because He'll always be there for us. Brother V, are you on? Brother V?
I think he. Shalom, Brother V. This is Sister Tama. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing fine. You?
All right.
Okay,
I think Brother V is. I can't hear you.
I said, I guess I'll just keep going then, huh?
Yeah, go ahead and keep going. Hold on one sec. Let me close my door. I'm at the plantation.
Okay.
And so to the listeners out there, I just wanted to let you know that Brother V is with us. He just had another obligation come up, but he is with us. Brother Deacon D. Demetrius is going to teach the lesson today. So, Brother D., I'm here. I'm available if you need me to assist with the reading or whatever you need as far as the lesson is concerned. Let me know. I'm available. I'll stay here with you and continue to encourage you through this this lesson today.
Okay. I appreciate that, Sister Jamal. I want to say, all praises to the Most High, to all the, and welcome all the brothers and sisters and the Gentiles out there that are listening and tuning in. I said we do all this to the Most High,
okay.
So we appreciate you joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all right, Brother D. Without further ado, I'll let you go ahead. And like I said, if you need me to do any scriptures, I can do that. But I'm here to help.
Okay, great. First, before we go on, let's go before the Most High with prayer.
Okay.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Mm-hmm. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So it's always good to go before the Most High with prayer, because he's there listening. This morning we're going to talk about how the Most High still loved Jacob, and then also and the seed of Jacob, and how he also will plan on recompensing those that have. That have and still are giving us problems, oppressing us, and doing everything else they do, because we know why they do that. Because we're the chosen, the apple of the Most High's eye, and he does love us. He's always loved us, especially when people start talking about how there's no Israel, it's just spiritual. The scriptures don't say that. The scriptures said there's still Jacob. There's still, Hebrews out there, and the Most High doesn't forget. Your man may forget, but the Most High doesn't forget. And so he's still there with us. So we have to keep strong, keep our heads up, and realize that he's still there, and he has a plan for us all. Well, we're going to start out in Isaiah this morning, chapter 49. And we're going to start out with verse 15. I said, this is the Most High speaking to Israel and talking about what he's going to do for us and how he's going to recompense the Gentiles and all the nations. Verse 15, 49 and 15. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Just like I said, the Most High doesn't forget. He has a plan. He knows what the plan is. And it's in the scriptures here. And we just need to, keep reading the scriptures and familiarize ourselves with this plan. Verse 16. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers, and that they that made thee waste, shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes and round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Most High, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them unto thee as a bride doeth. Verse 19. For thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants. And they that swallow thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have after thou hast lost the other shall say again in thine ears, the place is too strait for me. Give place to me that I may dwell. Verse 21. Then shalt thou say in the heart, who hath begotten me these? seeing I have lost my children and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro. And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These where had they been? Thus saith the Most High, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people. And they shall bring thy sons in thy arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. See, the Most High is, he knows he's going to do for us, and he also knows that the nations have to pay for what they've done, because they think that, my fathers did that, and it wasn't us, and all this other stuff. But they're still doing things also, but we had to pay for the sins of our fathers, so what makes them think they won't have to do the same thing? 23, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Most High. But they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. See, we have to wait upon the Most High, and that's what we're doing in faith, as brothers and sisters in this faith. 24, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Most High, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children. So we have a lot to look forward to and to rest on. Because the Most High is always going to be with us, and we just need to keep that faith and realize that there are a lot of people out there that, they've lost their way, because just like the Most High says, there's only going to be a remnant. And there's so many brothers and sisters out there, you try to bring them to the truth or whatnot. You just feel sadness when they won't accept it. But, that's all of the Most High. The Most High knows who he's going to, bring this truth to, because he wants people that are faithful. He wants Hebrews that are faithful, Hebrews that are strong, Hebrews that are courageous, not ones that are going to flip-flop back and forth when things get start to get hard, or people that, as Brother B says, are in the wilderness eating pork behind a tree. He wants you to be faithful. Okay, let's go to Jeremiah 30 and 16. I'm going to read a little bit more of this. Let me find Jeremiah 30. Bear with me. Brother V tricked me. He was supposed to be here, but I guess he wants me to get stronger in my ability to do this teaching. So he didn't tell me the whole story, because if he'd told me, he wouldn't be honest. I said, well, what do you mean?
Well, and I think it's a good thing. Sometimes we get so comfortable with people taking the lead, and the Most High may be calling us to do other things, to build a gathering. So I'm excited that you're on here and that you didn't vacillate and say, no, I need you, but you're doing good. The lesson is really good. And he would be proud.
All right, then, Sister Law, thank you for that. Jeremiah 30 and 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. See, that's a witness to what I read in Isaiah. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon them will give for prey. I mean, it's just so good to read and see that the Most High still has us in mind. Because like I said, he's not like man. Most High doesn't forget. Most High doesn't break covenants. Men break covenants, but not Most High. And as you read through this whole, through all these scriptures, there's time after time after time where we have broken the covenant, but the Most High has not thrown us away. He's long-suffering, and he's always with us. And that's always a joy to see, and give you strength and faith and realize that the Most High won't leave you, because I don't know how many times he's stayed with our ancestors. In this last captivity here, finally said, okay, he's going to, you know, this is going to be the last captivity. He's going to weed out the tares, and he's going to find out who really is faithful to him to be worthy of that kingdom that Yeshua will reign over. Verse 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Most High, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. And in this captivity we're in, you know, no one can save us from this but the Most High, because he said this is incurable. I mean, there's been people who come along, have, you know, tried to get us out of this, but, you know, it's not of the Most High. The Most High, he wants us to go through this captivity. I mean, that's why you see all these other nations are giving reparations to different people, but that doesn't come to people of the Most High, because that's not something that's going to be going, that he's going to allow, because he's the only one who's going to get us out of this. Verse 18, thus saith the Most High, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jason's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgivings, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. See, we're going to be glorified. Like I said, the Most High is going to put us back on the top. You know, we're at the bottom, and if you read Deuteronomy 28, you'll know why. Now, we're at the bottom because of the sins of our forefathers that we're paying for. Verse 20, the children also shall be as aforetime. Their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress thee. And they and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed unto from the midst of them. And I will cause them to draw near, and he shall reproach unto me. For who is this that engage his heart to approach unto me, saith the Most High? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God, your Elohim. Hallelujah. I mean, that sounds so good. He, like I said, we're his people. We've always been his people. And Jacob's seed is waking up in these last days, because we've been in a deep slumber. The Most High is waking us up and letting us know who we are, because the nations didn't want us to know who we are. You go back to Psalms 83, they were Confederate in this whole plan. They didn't want us to know who we were. And like I said, we didn't know, because if you don't know where you come from, you know, you just won't, you won't be the person or the people that you should be. You won't have the strength, the courage, and also you don't have the knowledge of who you are. And just so good that the Most High is waking us up in these last days to prepare us. Because if you know these scriptures and you know what it is that he has planned for me, then you won't be fooled as the Antichrist comes along, as all the other things that they claim as we go forth. You'll know what's of the Most High and what's not. But if you're not reading these scriptures, you're going to be deceived. Let's go to verse 23. Behold, the whirlwind of the Most High goeth forth with fury, and continuing whirlwind, it shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Most High shall not return until he have done it, and until he have performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. And we are in those latter days, and so many signs and wonders. You see all things that are that the nations are experiencing now with all the hurricanes, the earthquakes, and these mass shootings that are going on. You know, this is all of the Most High. They are getting some recompense, and those are signs and wonders. They're service signs and wonders to us, and a lot of people don't understand because they're not in the scriptures. A lot of Hebrews don't understand because they're not in the scriptures. And all we can do, especially with our families, we just pray and, you know, hope that they'll understand and they will come into the truth. That's about the best we can do with that because, you know, we want to make sure that we, as the faithful, as the saints, are obeying and following the Most High and trying to make sure that we are learning and reading scriptures, because the more you read the scriptures, the more you'll learn, and the more you'll be ready for when that time comes, when that as it says, that dreadful day of the Lord comes. Because when he comes, you know, we need to be ready. Hopefully you'll be in the wilderness, but if not, you're going to have to endure. If it's not meant for you to be in the wilderness, then you're going to be one of those saints that's going to have to endure through that time. And you'll be preaching the Most High's word. See, let's go to Lamentations 4. Let's see, 4 and 21. Read a little bit more of this. If I can find it here. Where are you at? Where are you at? Oh, there you are. Okay. Let me go here. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's go up to 16. We'll start at 16. Okay. The anger of the Most High hath divided them. He will no more regard them. And we're talking about the nation. Said they respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help. In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. Like I said, no one can save us but the Most High. They heard our steps, that we cannot go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, for our end has come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains. They lay wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Most High, was taken in their pits, of whom he said, under this shadow we shall live among the heathen. You see, the Most High scattered us so that we would live here among the heathens, so that we will come back to him. Because that's all the Most High wants us to do. He wants us to come back to him, to, you know, get not to live in, as the heathens do, you know, just not get into wickedness, not get into this world, because as you know, there's so many of us that are in this world. And that's what we love. You love the world. If you love the world, you can't love the Most High. You need to come out of it. And it's just a blessing that those of us that have seen this and have been awakened by the Most High realize that we need to come out of the world, and we're doing our best to do that. Because, as you know, it's easy to live in the world. It's easy to live in sin. This is not an easy walk that we're on. Your strength, it takes courage, and the wisdom that you get from these scriptures and knowledge you get from these scriptures to get through this. I mean, that's why people, like I said, they don't want to, and when they say that, y'all, we're under grace, we don't have to follow all the laws and the statutes. Yeah, it's easier to live in sin. I mean, to follow these laws and statutes, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to be diligent. And let's face it, if you're in the world, that's not something you're going to do. Okay, verse 21 of Lamentations 4, verse 21. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwellest in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. thou shalt be drunken, and thou shalt make thyself naked. Meaning the cup of this of these hard labors is going to pass to Edom. And that's what it means by that. You know, we've had that cup, you know, we've had that cup for a long time, way too long. I'm sure a lot of the Hebrews out there believe, well, that cup is going to pass to Edom. These things are going to come upon them. And as we can see, like I said, a lot of this is happening. You know, they're still doing what they can to us, but they're getting theirs also because they're experiencing quite a bit right now. Let's see, verse 22. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. Hallelujah. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins. See, like I said, this is the last captivity. It's something to rejoice over. Let's see here. But like I said, this is just something that we need to realize, that the Most High, we're the apple of the Most High's eye. He's still there with us as long as we follow these commandments and follow his laws and statutes. You obey him because the Most High wants obedience, you know, no matter what. Just like when Saul was sent out to conquer a nation, he comes back, he was told to kill everyone and to get rid of everything, but he didn't do that. He came back with the king that he was told to kill. He also came back with all of the cattle, the flocks, everything. He came back with all of that, and then he tried to say, "Well, we're using this we're going to make an offering to the Most High." And Samuel let him know the Most High doesn't look for offering; he looks for obedience. And Saul struck the king down right in front of him. But like I said, we need to obey. I mean, just realize that, and you'll be fine, and the Most High will be with you, especially if you're following those laws and the commandments. And we need to go over to do that every day. I mean, and if you fall off, the Most High is, like I said, he's long suffering. So just make sure you're following those laws and those commandments. That's pretty much what I have to say for today. I know it's not a long lesson. I just thank all you, thank all the brothers and the sisters, and also the nations that have decided to come with us. Because, like I said, in those last days, you will cleave to the house of Jacob. Sister Tamar, are you still there?
Sister Tamar is still here.
Okay.
I'm still here with you. Yeah, it was a wonderful lesson. I think it was great encouragement to hear from Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Lamentations, just reminding our people to be encouraged today that the Most High is with us. And like you said, as long as we're keeping those statutes, laws, and commandments, we will have a place in his kingdom. But those who reject him, we already know. So, beautiful lesson. I definitely like the Jeremiah talks about the whirlwind and the fires that we already see. And so those things have to come to pass for him to come back and get us. So although it's sad in some instances, but it's also inspiring because we know that he's coming.
So, yes, prophecy is being fulfilled. By reading the scriptures, we know where we are. We know what has to come before that day comes, because like you said, there'll be many coming saying that, you know, I am the HaMashiach, and then all we need to do is look at the scriptures. Well, no, this hasn't happened. This hasn't been filled. No, this guy can't be the Messiah.
Right. So we just have to be encouraged. I know there's a lot going on, but, you know, like we say in our household, we can't be so quick to be distracted, because there's so many distractions out there that is keeping us and away from trying to focus up on what's really important. And what you said, keeping these statute laws and commandments, staying focused on the HaMashiach, and we'll be fine. So
exactly.
I'm very blessed by the lesson, and I hope our listeners were as well. It's always good to throw in a different view You and Elder V are always on the same page, but it's always good to hear, you know, you teach. So I hope you'll be on more by yourself.
I'm uplifted by this. I have an extra. Maybe I'll be more prepared. You have more scriptures there.
Right. Well, it was really good. So if you're done, I'll let you close out, and then I'll shut everything down on our end, and we'll enjoy the rest of our day.
I sure would, man. Like I said, brothers and sisters, just keep following those commandments and stay with the Most High and have a blessed day glorious day that the Most High has brought us. And we thank Him every day that He wakes us to see another day and for waking us to the truth. So I'll see you next time, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
Shalom. All praises to the Most High.
All praises.